Remarks of the President, Troy, Ohio, 31 October 1952.
Star-Spangled Banner at least 2,500 times since I started with the government in 1917, and I've never heard it done any better. Well, I certainly appreciate your cordiality and this wonderful welcome you've given me this morning. It's been very good to see so much campaign enthusiasm in the great state of Ohio. I hope you will all go to the polls and vote on election day, because this is one of the most important elections in the history of the country. I understand that here in Troy, you have a company that manufactures dishwashers. Now, believe it or not, dishwashing has become an issue in this campaign. The Republican candidate for president made a speech out in Boise, Idaho, in which he accused the government of a lot of things that are terrible. And here's what he said. The government will do this, and it'll do that, and the government does everything but come in and wash the dishes for the housewife. After that, I pointed out to the Republican candidate that we Democrats had made a lot of progress on helping the housewife to wash the dishes. We've made it possible for many housewives to get cheap electricity so that they can afford to have electric dishwashers and to do the dishes. We've also made it possible for many of them to have electric refrigerators and washing machines to do the clothes. We brought electricity to millions of homes that never had it before. Right here in Miami County, 98% of the farms have electricity today. Only 28% of the farms had electricity in Miami County in 1930. Now, I've been reading the record on the Republicans for the past 2 months. Now, I've criticized them for a lot of things, but there's one thing I'll never accuse the Republicans of doing. Nobody can accuse the Republican Party of doing anything to help the housewife wash the dishes, because they just don't believe in that sort of thing. The Republicans are more interested in the problems of big corporations than they are in the problems of the people who have to wash their own dishes. They are too busy trying to open up loopholes in the tax laws for the special interest lobbies to spend much time trying to make life easier and better for the ordinary citizen. I'm afraid that the Republican candidate is going to lose the dishwasher vote. I think he'll lose the vote of the KPs, who've had to wash dishes in the Army, too. You know, the Republicans have all the generals on their side, and I want the privates and corporals on mine. They have General MacArthur and General Wedemeyer and General Motors and General Foods, and the only general we have on our side is the General Welfare, and we work with him all the time. The Republicans have all the generals. They can have all the generals, as I said a while ago, but we'll take the corporals and the privates and the KPs and the housewives who wash the dishes, and we'll win the election. So I want you to get to the polls next Tuesday and vote for General Welfare and for the whole Democratic ticket. Vote to send Carlton Reiser to Congress. Re-elect Frank Lausche for governor. Vote to send to the Senate a really great fighter for the average man, Mike DeSalle. And I know that better than anybody else, for I had him down there fighting for the common ordinary man, and he did a wonderful job, and he'll do a good job for you in the Senate. And then, to cap it all off, think a little bit about what's going on in the world. That's the only reason I'm going up and down this country explaining the situation to the people. I'm trying to get the people to understand exactly what the issues are in this campaign. You can't find out from the Republican press, and you can't find out from the Republicans themselves, because they won't discuss the issues. But if you look at this thing as you should and read the record, all you need to do is to read the record and find out how the Republicans in Congress voted on these subjects and issues that are vital to you. Then find out how the Democrats voted. Then find out how you yourself are situated. Remember that the welfare of the free world is at stake in this election. The welfare of the greatest republic the sun has ever shone on is at stake in this election, and your own welfare is at stake. Examine your own situation now. and remember what it was when the Republicans had control of the country. And if you do that, you'll go to the polls on November 4th, and you'll send Adlai Stevenson to the White House, and you'll have four more years of good government.